This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, September 25th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The First Serve Annual Tennis Tournament is October 4th through the 6th at Summerhill Athletic Club in Fayetteville. This Northwest Arkansas Free Health Center fundraiser supports medical, dental, and pharmaceutical services for the uninsured and those in need. Registration and more information available at nwafhc.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, highlights from a panel discussion on the University of Arkansas campus yesterday that addressed the complex issues surrounding the Trayvon Martin case. It's part of a new series organized by the Center for Multicultural and Diversity Education. Plus, a conversation with Edmar Castañeda, a jazz harpist who will perform at Walton Arts Center Friday night.
And Fayetteville prepares to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. Meredith Martin-Motes has the latest installment in her series of Arkansas book reviews and more.
But first, Mayflower residents expressing concerns over access to health care and government officials since the oil spill in March will get a chance to speak directly with a public official Thursday. Dr. William Mason, Preparedness and Emergency Response Branch Chief at the Arkansas Department of Health, will be at a town hall at Hendricks College for an hour-long question and answer session. Emily Lane with the Faulkner County Citizens Advisory Group says residents are likely to have an abundance of questions, including concern over air quality tests monitoring the carcinogen benzene.
The fact that they're using this minimum standard of 50 parts per billion to say, okay, this is safe, that's just not acceptable. When in most other places, 50 parts per billion would say, no, that's five times over safe levels. We don't need these people to be going back into their homes. So we want to know where that 50 parts per billion came from, why they're using it.
Lane says health screenings provided recently by the state after a push from Congressman Tim Griffin were insufficient because they relied on nurses and telemedicine instead of specialists, and the screenings were not promoted well in local media outlets.
The landlocked University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has received a sizable chunk of federal funding to create a maritime research and educational center. U.S. Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman and 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack announced yesterday the university has received $1.4 million in Department of Transportation funding for the center, which will expand the university's transportation research by improving maritime and multimodal logistics management, building infrastructure, and promoting livability and emergency management of coastal and river valley communities. The center will be established as part of the Department of Transportation's University Transit Center program, which also includes Jackson State University, Louisiana State University, and the University of New Orleans. The center at the U of A will be the first university transit center focused on maritime transportation research.
The annual Beaver Lake cleanup will take place this weekend, and the Army Corps of Engineers is looking for volunteers to help with the effort. Volunteers can check in by 8 a.m. Saturday at Prairie Creek, Hickory Creek, Rocky Branch, Lost Bridge North, or Damsite Lake Parks. The cleanup will last until 11 a.m., at which point lunch will be served to volunteers.
The City of Fayetteville will hold a town meeting at 7 o'clock Monday night at St. James Missionary Baptist Church on North Street. The meeting will include presentations by Mayor Lionel Jordan and officials from other city departments, after which time will be allowed for residents to ask questions of city leaders.
A new master plan for the University of Arkansas Fort Smith will be unveiled in the coming weeks. According to university officials, the plan has been under development for a year and will lay out future development of the campus for the next 15 to 20 years. The plan will address new buildings and the direction of campus growth and present design standards for future buildings. The new plan, which is an update of the college's 1990 master plan, will be unveiled during two input sessions at 3:30 and 5:30 p.m. October 9th at the campus's Smith Pendergraph Campus Center.
Earlier this month, it was announced Bentonville Central Park at Morningstar Elementary had been named a 2013 National Blue Ribbon School by the U.S. Department of Education. The award is given to public and private elementary, middle, and high schools where students achieve at high levels, where the achievement gap is narrowing, or both. Now, it has been announced, Immaculate Conception School in Fort Smith has also made the list, and according to thecitywire.com, it is the first elementary school in Fort Smith and the first Catholic school in the state to be named a Blue Ribbon School.
The Northwest Arkansas Leadership Council will host its second Northwest Arkansas Regional Volunteer Fair tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tyson Foods headquarters in Springdale. The event is designed to connect more than 50 regional nonprofit organizations with willing volunteers. The first such volunteer fair was held in May in Rogers by the Leadership Council, which was formed to help implement leadership-related goals of the Greater Northwest Arkansas Development Strategy, a five-year plan formed by the Northwest Arkansas Council and other regional stakeholders.
Most mostly clear tonight. Lows in the mid-50s in northwest Arkansas, lower 60s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny, highs from 84 to 89. And for tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows from 59 to 64.